Welcome. Well, would you like to experience grace in your life? Do you need to extend grace to someone else? Or maybe it's even someone you think doesn't deserve it. Well, then this program is for you. I'm going to share some ideas about grace, receiving and giving it to others in your world. What I'm about to tell you could possibly change everything in your life. You'll see. I know you can probably sing the song Amazing Grace, but do you know the story of the author? John Newton, the author of the well-known song Amazing Grace, had been a slave trader, and through some horrendous circumstances in his own life, he received God's forgiveness and grace and expressed it in his song. John wrote, "Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home." And then the last verse is probably my favorite. He wrote, "When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we'd first begun." Oh, dear listener friend, you too can experience His grace even now. As you listen to the song Amazing Grace, it's my prayer that no matter what your life has been like or is now, that you will accept God's abundant grace as the wonderful gift He has available to you. It's true, you can't take credit for His gift of forgiveness, His grace, His gift of salvation, simply gifts from God for you. So as you listen to this song, ask Jesus to give you the gift of His forgiveness and grace. Yes, Amazing Grace. The song was written by John Newton in 1799 and has been recorded multiplied thousands of times in many languages around the world. Here is Linda Randall singing Amazing Grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Shining as the sun.
grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Oh, I hope that's true for you, dear friend. I'm talking about experiencing amazing grace through the life of Jesus. And then let's share it with others in our world. Yes, grace is not earned or deserved. It's simply given to you by God. It's His gift. You know, living with grace in your heart is possible. God's grace is so powerful. Maybe you're struggling with all the challenges you're facing at this time in your life, the isolation, the fear. Well, today's your day to receive God's grace. And how do we give grace to others? Sometimes it's as simple as a soft answer instead of an argument, or maybe giving a smile, or assuring someone else that they're going to make it when they're feeling down. God's grace is ready to help us give it to others if we ask. A wonderful example of someone extending grace to another is Corrie Ten Boom. Corrie was a woman who, with her family, saved the lives of many Jews by hiding them from the Nazis in World War II. She survived the horrors of the concentration camps, but her family did not. They were all killed, including her sister Betsy, who was in the same camp with her. After the war, in spite of all the terrible things that she had seen and experienced, she refused to become bitter. She even forgave a man who was an especially mean guard and participated in killing her family. Well, after this next song, I'll tell you the answer of how she could forgive that guard. Her book was titled My Hiding Place. And there's a song I want to play for you now. Here is the praise and worship group singing, You Are My Hiding Place. We can be that God extends His grace to us each and every day, and that His love has no limit and His grace has no measure. I'm Samantha Landy, and you're listening to the Psalms of Hope program. And just before the last song, I talked about Corrie Ten Boom forgiving the guard who killed her family in the German concentration camps. And when asked how she could forgive that guard, here's her answer. When I was a little girl, my father would purchase the train tickets for our trip, weeks in advance, but he would not give me the ticket until we're ready to board the train. The reason you can't fathom how I could forgive the person who killed my family is because, just like my father and the train tickets, God doesn't give us the grace we need until we need it to give to someone else. When you go through dark valleys, God's grace will be there to help you make it and keep your head held high and your heart filled with His love. Yes, that's good advice from Corey. Like He did for Corey, God extends His grace to you to give to others just when you need it. Maybe today you're hurting from disappointments and challenges you've experienced, or maybe you just need a supernatural touch from God to encourage you and lift you up. Well, it's time for you to embrace His grace. Like Corey's father, God will give you the ticket of grace for your life. If you're feeling in despair, I know from experience there's only one place, one person you can go to, and that's to the Lord. He will help you. So listen to this next song as it answers the question, where could I go? Here is Vern Jackson.
Living below in this old sinful world,
chilly
yes, you can go to the Lord, and He will give you His love, His forgiveness, and His grace. The Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 12:9, God's grace is all you need. His power works best in weakness. Yes, you can trust God that His grace will be exactly what you need to overcome the obstacles you're facing, no matter what they are. You may have a difficult member of your family or difficult neighbors. Extend grace to them, and you will see God at work in the situation. Through every stage in life, God's grace will be there for you if you ask. I know there are days it seems so hard. Perhaps you're burdened by overwhelming circumstances that you can't change, and your prayers don't seem to make any difference. But remember, nothing you are facing will catch God off guard. One day I was pacing the floor, praying in the middle of a seemingly impossible situation. And suddenly I had a thought. This didn't take God by surprise. Well, as the thought permeated my swirling emotions, I had to laugh. No, it didn't take God by surprise, so why was I so worked up? I knew once again that God would help me through those deep waters of difficulty. His grace was sufficient for me, and you too. The next song is God's love song to you. Some of the words are, your name is engraved on the palm of His hands, and that's a promise you can hold on to. It's easy to forget in times like this, Jesus loves you. Yes, this is a message of love from God to you. I'm going to ask you to do something I've never asked before. It is this. If at all possible, will you take these next 3 minutes during this song, close your eyes, and let the music reach deep into your heart? Here are Jeff and Sherry Easter singing a brand new song, Jesus Loves You.
To your knees.
Yes, Jesus loves you, and he cares about everything you're going through. Your name is engraved on the palm of his hands, and that's a promise you can hold on to. It's easy to forget in times like this. Jesus loves you. Oh, dear friend, let me assure you that God will never get tired of hearing you ask for his help. His grace is so available to you. Because God loves you, he'll never abandon you. He wants to give you the strength and wisdom and favor to accomplish what you cannot do on your own. He loves you. So if you're feeling overwhelmed today, remember that his grace is sufficient for you. God also promised in the book of Exodus, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." That's just one of the hundreds of promises that God has given to you in his Bible. Maybe you should read it. His Bible has lots of wonderful promises for you. Well, before I close our time together, I want to thank each one of you for your emails and letters. I love hearing from you. I was especially blessed by Marion, who wrote that she was dialing to listen to another program. And Psalms of Hope came on, and now she's planning to be a regular listener and plans to tell her friends. Thank you, Marion, for your encouragement. And if you are blessed by Psalms of Hope, will you tell your friends? And will you write in and pray about sending a gift to help keep Psalms of Hope on the air in your station? If you'd like some cards with the station times in your area, just ask for some when you write to me. I really need your help, and so if your gift is small or, of course, large, God will bless you with your spirit to help keep Psalms of Hope around the world as well as on your station. And as I close, may I remind you to tune in same time, same place next week. This is Samantha Landy, and remember, God's grace is sufficient for you, and most of all, he loves you.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at SamanthaLandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.
Psalms of Hope is sponsored by Samantha Landy here on KKXX. You can send your checks and support to Samantha Landy, P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana 59833. Again, that's Samantha Landy, P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana 59833. And this month, for a donation of $30 or more, you can request a copy of one of Samantha Landy's devotional books. You can also order a copy of her books on her store website at SamanthaLandy.com. Again, that's SamanthaLandy.com. You can email Samantha directly at psalmsofhope@aol.com.